is Laura Lee and
Manny M.U.
Hey.
We look cute as fuck.
I have to sneeze.
Of course you do. Bless you, blessed my me. Sweet, sweet angel, sweet my child. Sweet Barbie.
We look cute. We're Barbie and Ken.
We are Barbie and Ken from the movie when they were in their cowboy getup.
That's right.
I don't have white boots, but you know, it is what it is.
I feel like your boots are very close.
They're fine.
I have every pair of boot ever for no reason at all.
It works perfectly.
I love this costume for us.
I do too. Because you know, we always like to at least do one little costume.
We always do one little thing.
For the year, for at least our little moment. And I feel like Barbie and Ken is probably going to be the most popular costume for 2023.
We were going to do Sonny and Cher, but my pit this week is that I spent $300 on a Poshmark Cher outfit, and I could not get my ass in it.
Like, it wouldn't, like, they wouldn't buckle.
Like, literally, it was like my crack was hanging out, and that was with me standing because it was way too small.
So if you were sitting, it would have been your actual hole
was
out.
My whole hole was out. So I was trying to make Manny do Sunny and I do Cher. So I went and bought this expensive costume off Poshmark. It was someone's used costume, but it was like, it looked like a little more legit. Totally. So I was like, that would be really cool for the podcast. So I bought it and then I tried it on. I'm not going to lie. Whenever I got it in, it felt a little suspect to me. So I held it up to my body, you know, kind of did the check, and it just wasn't wrapping around appropriate.
It tried it.
Yeah, it was, I was like, this isn't. So I tried it on, and when I tell you, my ass could not get in the costume.
I thought it just fell. I really did. That was a loud thud. I thought we were going down. That is so fucking, especially the thing is, like you were telling me, I didn't know this, that Poshmark doesn't like do returns. Like, maybe you buy it and it's a wrap. Like, that's what it is.
So I'm out $300 and we went with Barbie.
From a costume that you can't even wear.
Literally.
That's the gag of the century.
That is the risk on buying used clothes on Poshmark.
That's so annoying.
I know, but honestly, I love these costumes so much. Like, I can't even be mad at it. Manny was like, "Well, I got a Ken costume.
I already got it.
If you want to be Barbie, babes,
we can make that happen easily." And so I already had this. Like, I bought it for like another little Halloween thing I was doing, and I was like, "This is such a." The thing is, as I get older, I tend to want to dress up less for some reason. As I'm getting older, I tend to not really want to like dress up as much. I still enjoy Halloween time. Obviously, I love the season. I love everything about it. I just am not into like the dressing up as much.
I know. And like having to put all this money and effort into costumes.
I'm just not into it as much as I used to be.
I know.
Like, I liked it when I was younger, obviously. And like, as you know, or whatever, like when I was a kid doing all that stuff. But now as I get older, I'm like, damn, I have to like think of costumes, I think of fits. And also like, sometimes I wanted to be in like a more thotty costume. But if I don't feel like as confident in the costume, I'm kind of like,
you're like not having it.
What was the point of that?
You know? I feel like, I don't know. I've like gone out so many years and like planned the costumes and been my little hoey costumes and like done it to the point where like, I'm good.
It's like ran into the ground almost.
Exactly. Even though it's like once a year, but every year is like multiple parties that we typically go to. So like this year, I'm literally so good for Halloween. I'm actually so excited because I'm going to Six Flags with Aaron.
Like, it'll be super chill, super laid
back.
That's
how I'm celebrating. Yep.
Like, that's lovely. Like, I'm going to like one Halloween party.
There you go.
And that's it. Like, I'm like, usually I get a little bit more like, oh, I went to one last week, but it was because it was so early in October that I was like, I can do it. It's just one. And I literally was in this exact outfit. It was so simple and so easy that I was like, you know what? This is great. Like, for me, I'm all about the simple costumes. Yes. Now, as I'm older, because I'm not really wanting to dress up. So I'm like, give me a simple costume.
Right.
That I can feel like kind of cute in and I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Whether it's a, you know, cowboy or anything.
Yeah.
Any kind of like thing that I can just wear a tiny little thing, I'm good.
You're chilling.
I'm chilling. Like, football costume.
I feel like this is pretty easy too. I mean, a wig and a hat, honey.
Maybe
call
a wig
it
and a
day.
Hat and you're good to go.
But spending all day in makeup and hair, I'm like, I'm not built for that. At least this year. One year I might get back into it and get excited about it. But this year I'm feeling pretty medium about it. So I'm happy I have the podcast as a dress up moment because this is probably all I'm going to serve.
Yeah. This, and you're like, it's about it.
I really want to do the funny Haley and Justin outfit with Ty, though.
That would be hilarious. Where she's like in a red dress.
Sorry. Yep.
Red dress all done up and he's like in sweats.
I mean, I may have bought all this stuff to do it already.
So when you say
sorry,
you think about doing it, you've already purchased it all.
All of it. All of it. Yep. I committed, but I'm not that committed to it.
Well, you already got it all. So
I mean, I'm not going anywhere. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, that's the good part about it. Yep. Is that you're just like, you're chilling at home. Exactly. And there's no trick-or-treaters where you are.
No, unfortunately. I would love them, but.
Yeah, it would be like chill and you would actually like, I don't think there's any, and this is my first time in this place. I don't know if there's trick-or-treaters by me, but I don't think there will be.
Because
there's no way.
Yeah,
there's
I don't no think so either. Way. I think you'll be good.
I think I'll be good to go. I'll be good as.
I figured out why we don't have trick-or-treaters. I like did the math because certain parts of our neighborhood do. The part of my neighborhood is gated. Like we're gated every single house. So you can't get to the front door. The yeah. So yeah, it's a pain in the ass. So they don't come down our street.
They're like, wow, it's like too much work.
And all of the 5 years I've lived there, they've never come down our street.
Damn.
Yeah, they don't do it on our street. It's a couple streets down. They go freaking crazy for.
Yeah, but not yours.
It's not, the houses aren't gated.
I bet now there's like apps and things like that to be like, where is the best place to go?
There is. There is. Like, and some people will even have like a haunted maze to walk through and it says on the app and stuff. Yeah, it's really so cool. It's really cool. Yeah, I saw it last year.
See, I love when people like have more of the Halloween spirit. I have it less this year. Like I don't know. Like I just am feeling it less, but I'm glad that people do have it.
Me too.
You know?
Me too. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
My peak is my launch.
Oh!
I'm so excited. Like, you guys, finally, Siren Sunset is out. You guys already know the boulder gate that I dealt with. It's not a boulder. It's a rock. Like, the amount of comments that were that from the TikTok sound of, like, it's not just a boulder. It's a rock.
It's so funny when you see it come to life.
So many comments about it. So I just want to say thank you guys, because you guys are the ones that, like, commented that. You guys are writing for me. I appreciate you guys so much. And I'm so excited that it's finally out. You guys can see that it was, like, the bulges were, like, for the vibe of, like, the sirens, the Siren Sunset collection, a 3 liquid lipsticks, a palette. And it was so much fun. Like, we had, like, mermaids on set.
It's absolutely mermaid tails. Gorgeous.
Thank you.
You look
so
like Prince
proud.
Eric.
I feel like that. I 100%. Feel like very Prince Eric. Like, if Prince Eric and Ariel had a baby, it would be me.
It would be you.
Like, Ariel and Eric, me. Like, that is, I, that's what I felt. So if I was giving off both Ariel and Eric energy, in my shoe, and I was living the full fantasy.
I believe that.
So it was really fun, and I'm just so excited to have it out, and it's been like a labor of love. But it's cool because like I've never done a palette like this. Like I've done so many different color stories and so many different things, and it's nice to have something that is like different for me. I agree. Cool toned, more gray, have pops of color in it. But for the most part, it's more cool tone.
The shadows are like so next level. I told Manny whenever, because he had given me my palette and I was playing with it. And I was like, honestly, I think these are the creamiest eyeshadows you've ever done.
That makes me so happy to hear.
So like, if you guys so want to use my code.
You can. You absolutely can. Not on bundles, of course. But
I know. I always have to say individuals. Not on bundles because it tricks people. I also got a lot of bolder comments when I posted it. And
so you knew. You're like, damn.
I had kind of forgotten about
it. I did too.
And when they said that, I was cracking up.
I was like, you guys fucking
they kill
you.
Me.
They killed me.
Kill me.
The full fam was literally in there. They're like, we know about the boulders.
They know.
We know about the boulder trauma.
They know the
So now I'm kind of like, I think it's so funny because now I'm like, okay, I want to talk about like my other traumas of my brand of like, random like photo shoots or just like little things. I'm like,
right,
this is the time.
Period.
This is the time. So I'm really excited for it to be out, and I think it's like my last actual launch of the year before, you know, like the holidays and things like that. Yeah. So I'm really excited. Like it's actually out, and I'm just like,
well, thank God, because this was like a doozy to get out.
Maybe plus like with the ports.
I feel like what could go wrong was going wrong with this one, and I don't know why, because you've done this so many times.
Literally.
But it's just like, dang, it like really doesn't get easier, does it?
No, and I was like thinking, I'm like, dude, this is even like the craziest launch. I have one palette and three liquid lipsticks. It wasn't like I was doing like my lip launches where I did like eight lip liners, eight lipsticks.
Full fantasy
where we had multiple
biggest collection
SKUs.
Ever.
Yeah, and it's like I was like, what's going on? So that was a shock for it to be as like crazy as it was, but I'm glad that it's finally out and it's available now, and I will leave a link down below if you guys want to check out Miss Siren Sunset. It's really cool. I actually have some duochromes in there, a multi-chrome in there, like just things that were a little bit different for me that I haven't really tried with Lunar before.
I agree.
I'm just so grateful it's out.
Oh, I know, honey.
And
so check it out, lunarbeauty.com.
Period.
It is gorgeous.
Thank
it's
you
like
so
the
much.
Perfect fall palette with those colors. I love
right?
it.
I feel like it's very cool tone. Very
it is.
2000s.
It's perfect for this time of year. Mm-hmm. Very on trend.
Yeah, I feel like it's very, like, which I obviously you know, it's like not planned like that. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of crazy how, like, you kind of work on makeup so far in advance.
It's the luck of the universe.
So the universe was like, baby, this is the cool tone
We're
time. So I just launched a cool tone palette. Are you kidding me?
So perfect.
So fucking sick.
Well, my peak this week is, well, technically last weekend, we actually went to drive to Santa Barbara to meet Aaron's boyfriend.
This is so gagged. You know, like Laura, when she's like, we're on our way to go meet Aaron's man. And I'm like, you're lying. What? Tell me everything. I need photos. I need voice notes. I need text message. I need it all. Because I was so excited.
She is so funny, too. Like, Manny was like, was she nervous? And I was like, no. She was literally like, come in right now. Come meet him right now. Like, running down the driveway. So excited for us to meet him. She's been wanting me to meet him since, like, pretty much the second she's been dating him.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, let's just give it some time.
Let's wait it out a little bit.
Let's make sure, you know, we're not together for 2 weeks, a month. And, like, not that I'm wasting my time. I'm so happy to meet anyone Aaron's dating. But, you know, I feel like, let's be selective.
Totally. And then also, like, it's easy to, like, kind of, like, fall really into, like, someone that your kid or someone that you're, that you love is dating, and that you're like, oh my God, you start to become obsessed with them because they're obsessed with them. And then things don't work out. It's like so heartbreaking.
Exactly.
For everyone involved.
I'm like, let's wait it out. But they dated throughout the whole summer. They're still together. So I was like, let me go to Santa Barbara and meet.
And what do you think of him?
I love him. I think he's so fantastic. They're so cute together. And we had just such a good time. We ended up painting pumpkins together. So I thought, because I was like, we can go to lunch all then like, let's not just go back to your little apartment. Let's do
an activity.
Let's do an activity. That way we can hang out and chat and like, get to know each
it's
other.
It's easier to chat when you're doing something too.
I agree.
And not just like so stagnant where you're just sitting down
there. And I got to 21 question them, but it wasn't even like 21 question them to be like, are you right for Aaron? It was more just like,
getting to know
I
him.
Don't know you. Like, Aaron's obsessed with you. I want to know what Aaron knows. You know what I mean? Like tell
why?
Me about your
why.
Family.
Why she is so obsessed
tell
with
me.
You.
They're so cute. They literally look like brother and sister. And
they literally do.
They do, don't they?
It's giving like, are they partners or siblings? You don't know.
You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what they say, you're attracted to yourself most of the time.
Really?
Yeah, you go for your similar features that you have most of the time. A lot of guys go for women that look like their mom.
Oh.
That's a big thing.
Mm-hmm. But I've heard that before, and I always thought the idea of that was like sounds kind of creepy, even though it's so I know creepy. It's like not a creepy thing, but it sounds creepy.
It's very creepy. Yeah, I mean, it sounds creepy.
It's like creepy. I'm sure like that's like, is it that looks like their mom or like acts like their mom?
I think looks.
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was like reminds them of their mother and like the way they act, not looks.
I think it's looks.
I'm so scared. Mm-hmm. That even makes it more like it just sounds wild. Lord, no.
I just shocked you.
You just shocked me. There's no way. I think it's more so like the way they act.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. But that's cute that you card pumpkins because it's also like a very like Halloween-y activity, even though we're not as much into the Halloween spirit this year.
It was literally perfect because we just got to chill and talk and like hang out and do something fun. Mm-hmm. And I love doing stuff with Aaron. So they like want to come because they shut down Santa Barbara school for Halloween because they like do not let them party there. I guess they've had so much stuff.
I thought like it was known
they're
for
partying. They're not allowed to. Because the parties have gotten so out of hand and crazy that Halloween time they shut down the whole thing and they're like, no parties. Literally none. Because
they got that bad?
They got that bad.
Because they're known for like a Halloween party school.
They cannot like party there area. Anymore. Mm-mm. Not like that. So,
I'm gagged.
Yeah, they're not even allowed to like play music after midnight. Like nothing. No. Like nothing. And so Aaron was like, we don't want to stay here for Halloween. So they're going to come to my house and hang out with me.
I love that. I think it's way more fun than staying at fucking home.
I know. I was like, you can passing out candy. Out
exactly. So they're gonna say they're gonna stay for like the weekend.
Just like one night. Yeah. And just hang out and then go back to school Monday. But because not on Halloween night, they're gonna come the weekend Halloween because that's mm-hmm. when you know you would have your fun. So we're gonna mm-hmm. do a little. We're gonna go out and do it a little something. This is also why I wanted to meet her man so we could you know hang out together activities. And do activities together and spend time together. Mm-hmm. I love Miss Erin, and I want to spend time with her people.
Yeah, I want you to meet my man.
Who? Oh.
I don't have one.
Well, you kind of have a prospect.
Are you talking about the daddy or who?
No.
The other one.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, we'll talk about it later. Oh, it's too much. It's too much. I feel overwhelmed.
So cute.
Wait, what's my pit? I had like a pit. My pit is my poor assistant.
Oh my god, you told me.
She's going through the gigs heavily.
Oh my god.
Like she hurt her back like really, really bad.
And back pain's like no other.
And it's like nothing before. So now she's actually like not able to come into work.
Oh no.
So she actually like can't physically come into work at my place. So now what I'm doing is like now kind of giving her hours, like doing stuff at home.
Yeah.
But it's tough because I need an assistant that's an in-person assistant, not a online only assistant.
How long is she gonna be out?
A while. Weeks. Like she might need surgery and everything.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So it's like it's very intense. But the thing is, like, I care about her so much and I honestly like love her so much. I feel like she's so part of my team. I feel like she's part of my family, to be honest. That I'm like, why she can't leave me. Yeah. Like I can't let her go. But when she was telling me, she's like, I can't come in for a while, like she was bawling.
Oh my god.
I felt so bad and I was like, dude, like, don't worry, like your job's gonna still be here.
Wow, that's crazy.
What happened?
Oh no! I'm looking at these little danglies that keep distracting.
I was like, "Is there a bug? Is there a fucking bee?" These. No, and so I'm very like, I'm just like, it sucks. I'm just this distraught over it because it's like I do need help. So I almost like
what
need
to
like
hire do? Like a temp person, a temp,
or like have Nick to come up maybe and help me for a little bit.
Yeah.
I do need help still, like but it's like Nick, I can't let Nick her go
time.
Either.
It's a Nick time.
I feel like that too, but he's getting more accustomed to San Diego life.
So it's not as easy for him to come up. Like go.
And he's like not staying with like my parents anymore. He's like he's like going to like Chula Vista, like back home, like San Diego, mm-hmm. To like work and like do stuff. So I'm like,
dang.
Oh no, if he keeps going back to Chula Vista, it's gonna be more secure of him like being gone. So I'm gonna see if he can like come up maybe next week and help me for a little bit. But
yeah,
it's tough because like that's like what I need assistance for is like to do the more in-person stuff and the more in-person help. But I have her still being able to do like, still like book appointments for me, remind me about appointments, remind me of things, like kind of like still taking care of online things. I'm ever taking over the socials for a little bit for Lunar.
Smart.
And just doing stuff like that, but it's so tough and so unfortunate.
Oh my gosh, you've had like the hardest.
I've gone through the ringer with the assistants.
I know.
And I can't let her go. I'm not letting her go. So it's like, I would rather have like a temp or something like that. And the thing is, like, I think if you go through like a temp agency, they're like pretty vetted.
Oh, there you go.
Like, they're vetted. They're not going to be like, it's not like where I've been hiring before where an assistant is such a personal thing that I get a little nervous about hiring people.
Oh my gosh.
So like with the temp agency, I feel like it's like, okay, well, like, you know, it's, they have like background checks and they have all these things that I can like not feel as like scared about.
That's so smart.
I don't know really anything about temp agencies or temps.
Me either.
I don't know anything. Like, I know nothing. I've always ever just hired someone. I was like, you're my employee. You're mine. Like, so it's like, I'm not used to the temp vibe, but we'll see. I'm going to like let you guys know. This literally just happened yesterday. So
that's a crazy pit.
Yeah. I've been like struggling and going through the gigs and I like, it just sucks.
I mean,
it just really, really
it
sucks.
It is like a never ending.
I feel bad for her. Like, I was like, I want her just to heal and like feel better.
It's like no
and
one's
feel good.
Fault. You
no,
know?
Of course. Yeah. And I want her to be happy and like, I want her to, you know, feel good.
Right.
So I just want her to. It was funny. Like, my friend of mine was like, oh my gosh, she's literally lying and she's in Fiji right now.
What?
And I was like, I would pray and hope and beg for her to be lying and her in a different country, like
can you
having fun.
Imagine.
I would, I mean, I would be like annoyed for sure, but I would be like, thank you, Jesus. Because then they would be like, she would be actually okay.
You'd be like, get your
and she'd be
back
coming
to
back.
Work.
Yeah, she'd be coming back. The thing is, like, I know she's not, like, I know for sure she's like, actually hurt. She's not doing well. So I'm like, fuck.
That's so crazy.
That sucks. Her mom had to come down from where her mom lives in Northern California to take care of her because she can't even change her clothes.
She's definitely extremely hurt.
She's really, really hurt. So I'm like,
how does she hurt her back? Do you know?
No, she already had like kind of back problems before. And so she had pulled something. But I think when you already have back problems and you pull something, it's like a really bad, like something's like going on, like bad, like where it's like immobile pain. So I don't know what's going on. I feel like
it's so sad.
Nervous for her, you know, but I just want her to heal because I love her so much.
I know.
You know?
My God.
Yeah. I'm just going through the ringer with the assistants, but she's amazing and I'm going to keep working with her, obviously, but it's just like, damn.
Yeah, that sucks.
I need in-person help. I need in-person human help.
Mr. Nicholas.
I hope he can come.
Can come to town.
Please, Nick, please.
Or else he's going to make me his assistant, y'all.
And I don't want to have to make Laura my assistant.
We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that.
I don't want Laura to have to fucking come over and clean for me. I do want Laura to come. Because my house would never be cleaner.
Oh, my God. It's true.
It's true. I mean, it's true. So, yeah, that's the gigs.
Dang, that really is the gigs, Manny.
Like going through the gigs heavily.
Wow. Okay, so should we jump?
It's a rapid fire.
Did you give, we gave everything, right?
We gave it all.
Okay,
we gave it our all. We gave it our 1-2.
We gave it all. So it is time for rapid fire. So me and Manny thought, because, you know, Love is Blind's been out for a minute now.
You guys, Love is Blind has been getting me together fully.
But we want to say we're going to be talking about it. So we can put a timestamp if you haven't seen the fifth season, because that's the season we're going to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to see no comments talking about y'all.
Spoiled
spoilers.
It. None of it. We're going to put a little timestamp.
So if you
if
don't want to hear it.
No, we're going to remember.
Well, listen, the conversation starts now with Love is Blind.
Yes.
So if you don't want to hear it, you might want to just skip ahead a little bit.
Yes.
But
I will try to remember to put a timestamp in though, I promise.
Okay.
I'm really going to attempt.
But we're warning you either way. So if you don't want any spoilers, you should have already watched it by now, to be honest.
It's been out for a long time now.
Honey.
Reunion 2.
It's time.
It's a mess.
It's a mess.
You guys, I was actually really shocked because I feel like there was a lot of like, I feel like usually in the seasons before, it was more so about the couple and like their love and like that is like what they would express. This season, like only two couples ended up going and like getting engaged.
Do you want to talk about why the third one wasn't in it?
The third
the
one?
The lawsuit.
The fucking lawsuit.
So there was, so it was like.
But I don't know if they were getting engaged.
Oh, I thought they were.
No, but I don't know if they were going to the altar. I meant like at the end where it's like an altar situation. I don't
know
if they were going to the altar.
This one was weird too, just because it felt a little dry to me because there wasn't enough couples.
There's
not enough couples because they had to edit a couple out because there is a lawsuit going on.
I think there's multiple couples that were edited out.
What?
Yeah, through the grapevine is that there was multiple stories that were edited out.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just one.
But there's the one, of course, that is like was like engaged and everything, and that's the one that they edited it out because of. The, there's like a lawsuit going on where one of the contestants is saying that the person that they got engaged to. Sexually harassed them, and that the environment that they were in production was like not good at all, and like they were essentially holding them hostage because they were filming a show.
There's been a lot of back and forth about the Love is Blind production because
I can't.
There's been things with alcohol on the show. There's been things with the producers trying to entice them to just keep going so we can finish filming.
Keep drinking.
Like there's been a lot of like sleep deprivation things I've heard where they've been like so tired and then like still filming. I don't know. There's been a lot of things.
15-hour days.
That's what it was. Like it was like crazy days and like delusional. And they still make them film. So, listen, there's been a lot of iffy things about Love is Blind. But this season, you end up ultimately with only two couples that go to the altar.
Mm-hmm. Lydia and Milton. and Stacy and Izzy.
Yes.
Those are the two couples that end up surviving to the end, to the actual altar situation. But the thing is, it gagged me. It really did. Milton was my favorite.
Milton was probably honestly, my favorite person. Honestly, the
only person I really liked.
And Taylor. The blonde girl.
Taylor?
The girl that went off on the guy, or didn't go off, the guy who said you wear too much makeup.
Taylor?
Yeah, Taylor.
Taylor, yeah.
Watch her name not be Taylor.
No, it's Taylor.
It is Taylor.
Yes, I could not agree with you. Sorry, I was thinking like towards the end of like one of the ones that actually survived as a couple, but she did not make it through. Taylor was another one of my huge favorite. But the thing is, let's talk about JP. The one that she was like literally my worst nemesis. Men like that are actually.
I was like, is he even here?
He's not. He wasn't here.
He was not silent. Here, honey.
He was silent as a church mouse. It was crazy.
I was like, she was so nice to him, by the way, when he was being really weird. Like
the kindest.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
If you guys didn't watch it, there's this couple that got engaged named Taylor and JP. So then they immediately go to Cabo after they get engaged to get to know each other. They're there for a week. Each couple is. Mm-hmm. This couple, Taylor and JP, go and the guy literally stops talking completely. It is so
like
weird.
Silence of the lambs.
It would be like this. Manny, what's up? Talk to me. What's going on? Mm-hmm. Come on. What's wrong? Like, what's...
Yeah.
That's what it was.
That's how bad it was.
It was just like that.
It was that bad. And he had an awkward ass little smile too. I was trying to like emulate. That was like.
He'd be like.
Like the thing is. And so the thing is, I already thought he was weird because of the American flag stuff.
He already lost me there. Yeah.
He already lost me there. I thought that was already kind of strange that he was like so obsessed with the American flag that he had to wear American flag stuff every day.
Every day.
I found that very kind of odd. I was like, you know what? That's weird. It's a quirk, but we're going to move past it. This, when he started going into like how actually weird he was with her, you lost me 100%. I was like, this is ridiculous.
So whenever they were in the pods, he would like talk to her pretty normal. And it was like kind of a cute relationship. Uh-huh. As soon as they got out of the pods, he turned into a completely different person. And he shut
demonic.
Off. Demonic.
Demonic.
And he completely shut down. He acted like a complete, he actually acted kind of like a jerk off, to be honest.
He was a dick.
He was a dick.
A complete dickhead.
And she was so sweet to him and soft to him the whole entire time. He was a dick. And she was just kind of like, hey, like if we're going to work out, like you got to open up. Like I got to get to know you. And he was like very scared of the cameras. I could tell, like,
for sure.
Like it would, he would like freeze up that there were people around and like cameras filming. He was horrible for TV. Mm-hmm. Literally horrible. The worst.
And the production was like,
oh, you know, production was like, what the
they
fuck?
They were screaming. It's like, damn, this guy's giving us literally nothing.
Literally nothing. It was just crazy. It's like he wasn't even there. He like completely shut down every time there were cameras. So you would think you would feel bad for this guy, right? And you kind of do because you see how shy he is. Baby, it takes until it takes the turn.
When they're on that bed.
So she's like, we're on the bed. She's like, come on. Like, we got to talk about this. That's all. And he's like,
you know, I don't like to be pressured into talking. Like, you know, he's like, and he's, and she's like, just tell me, like, why is it that you were acting weird? Like, why is it that, like, you've been like this? And he's like, you want to really know what it is? And I'm like,
everybody's like,
I literally was like this.
Everybody's like, what?
What do you mean?
Like, what is
there's,
it?
There's actually a reason you're not just a literal gross. Sociopath.
Yeah.
So he goes into
turns out he is a sociopath.
Oh, he is. He goes, when you came out, I thought you were wearing too much makeup and you looked fake.
And I don't like that. You were, yeah. And she's like, what?
She's like, huh?
And he's like, yeah, you look way better without makeup. And I thought
you look fake.
You look phony. You had on too much makeup.
So like another face.
So he blames his awkwardness, his inability to speak. He throws it and projects it onto her for wearing too much makeup, which is
from the first impression.
From the first impression, not at the trip, but from the first impression. Like he's literally red in the face and can barely talk the whole time. But then when it comes down to it, he says it's because during the first impression, she had on too much makeup at that time and he doesn't like that.
And
because
she was wearing a lash. He didn't like the lashes.
He didn't like the lash.
So you literally were crying in the pod proposing, literally crying real tears.
Yes.
Crying in the pod proposing to her because she was the most amazing woman you've ever met. The second you come out, she's wearing too much makeup for you and so, you're an awkward ass bitch.
So it's a done deal and you can't even look at her or speak to her. No, bitch, you got problems and you threw it on a woman's lashes.
Literally, I was like, you're just sick. Not well.
You're fucking sick and you need therapy. I'm sorry. You need help. You need help. But there was this moment. I love seeing, this is why I love seeing people and men act like this. Because you see a woman, how a woman handles that and how Taylor handled it was like a champ. Like there's a lot of men out there that do that shit because they got problems they'll project
onto the women
mm-hmm. and it's like the way she handled it helps women because they go, oh shit, like what my guy's doing is fucked up the way they're projecting on me. And she like taught women how to handle that shit.
Exactly. And she literally was like, I can't do this anymore. Well, after that night she was like, okay, let's just separate, let's think it through. The next day she was like,
no, I'm you know what?
Over this bullshit.
That night, did you notice something?
What?
When she goes to him, she's like, okay, I think I need like my own space now.
He's like, go.
And I'll talk in the morning. I noticed she packed all of her stuff.
I didn't notice that.
She does. So I saw it. She's got both suitcases. And I was thinking to myself, if you're just going to sleep in a room next door, why would you pack two suitcases? Because she fucking knew. She was getting the fuck out of there from that weirdo.
She said, this bitch is a psychopath.
This bitch is a psychopath. Let me get the fuck out.
I actually really could not believe that he was as horrific as he was.
She was too kind to him.
Too kind, too beautiful. He looks like shit.
Oh, he literally looks like shit. I'm gonna say
And I will say, and I think that because when people have shitty personalities, I think that they're just ugly on the outside too.
It's true.
So I think that he is ugly on the inside and on the outside. And I stand
well,
by
she
that.
Was literally so fucking pretty. Like,
literally,
shockingly
way
gorgeous.
Too good for him. Way too stunning for him.
My God.
For his attitude.
The fucking delusion in his head.
Delulu. Laura, he's the epitome of Delulu. I couldn't even believe it. I couldn't believe it.
You know all the women watching were just kind of like.
They were like this. Couldn't believe it.
Who's going to tell him?
At the reunion, do you see how stunning she looked?
Oh my God.
She shook me to my core.
She looked like a rock star.
Shook me to my literal core. And then he looked like shit.
He looked like shit again.
And he's still wearing American flag socks.
And he was still, yeah, okay, shitting on people. And she like handled it with so much grace. She was just like so nice. I would have probably honestly ripped his fucking head off and went the fuck out of mama. I would have been like, you little projecting ass bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have gone don't in, I ever. Think. Like, and she mm-hmm. did not. She was just like, you know,
she's like, you're tripping. Like, this is not what it is.
This
like,
isn't
she's like,
what you're it not. Is. Mm-hmm. We're not going to work out. Let me give you a hug. I'll see you later. Like, she was so.
She's way too nice.
She was way too nice. I'm glad it wasn't me because I would have showed my ass and she just like.
Maybe because she knew she was on TV too.
That's true. I probably would have showed my ass on TV too, though.
You're like, fuck
she
this bitch.
She was so classy about it. And like, I was just so proud of her. And like, I was like, honestly, you handled it way better than I would because I would have been swinging.
Lydia.
So if Lydia got a man that acted like that, I feel like Lydia would have handled it the way I would.
Exactly.
Me and Lydia would have probably
She's
done.
She's from Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, no way.
She would have set that man on fire.
His whole life on fire, actually.
On his whole life. Honey, you would not have told her. She looks fake with too much makeup.
No,
Lydia would have tied you up, honey.
She would have literally killed you.
Yeah.
The Lydia Uche.
My feelings Nelson changed situation. Throughout the show.
So did mine. At first, right? I was like, Lydia's pissing me off. Like, she's like,
Lydia was
horny,
pissing me off.
Weird, don't like her at all. And then she started to have these like redeemable qualities. 100%. I felt like she did. Because the thing is, like, yeah, I still think that she was not like the most, you know, sound at times. But the fact that she has these redeemable, she's kind.
She is kind-hearted. She is kind-hearted. She's smart. She is kind-hearted.
She has these very well-spoken moments and she genuinely wanted to find love. She was there for the right reasons, I thought.
And her ex was on the show. His name was Uche. And it's just like such a weird thing that they had dated before.
They so almost got sent home because
I
of
think
the
thing is, Lydia really liked Uche. And I think
do you
Lydia
feel like she's a stalker.
No, I do not feel like she's a stalker. I feel like Lydia is one of those people who doesn't read the room.
Definitely.
I just feel like she's just one of those people who would like send a picture. Like I see you in your driveway and think it's funny. Same. Or not see it as like you're stalking me. Mm-hmm. I don't think Lydia is a stalker type of girl. I really don't. I think he tried to make her seem like she was.
Yeah.
To make her seem
crazy.
What if
he was the real stalker the whole time and he was
obsessed
with her?
Honestly, I think Lydia like is a very like goofy, silly, like playful person that doesn't read the room. And
exactly.
I think like it came across. Different.
How she was, I think her name was Aaliyah. Was it Aaliyah?
Uh-huh.
How when she was talking about Uche and the past to her,
mm-hmm.
that was so cringe.
Right?
I've never cringed more in my life
it
when they were in the living room.
Hard
she's like,
to watch.
Oh, he has like a cute dog. And she was like basically telling him all about like Uche's life, the girl that, to the girl that was dating him.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So weird. So crazy.
It was so crazy. I was literally like, Milton was just the voice of reason for me. I loved Milton.
Milton was the youngest, most mature person I've ever seen.
Literally. Ever. I didn't know he was 6'6".
Oh, so you trying to get that number?
Well, he's with
Lydia.
Maybe
he went like this when he found out.
My booty hole like this. No, I was like, damn, like that's a, well, I knew when he sat down and his pants went up to here.
Ooh,
I said that's
you
a
knew
tall
something
man.
Was up.
Mm-hmm.
You knew.
But no, honestly, overall, like Izzy and Stacey. I'm sorry, we just have to finish off with that one. They were both horrific to me.
By the way, I think Uche tried to make Lydia seem crazy, and Lydia was there literally to find love and mind her fucking business.
Agreed.
Like I genuinely think she was just there to find a husband.
I agree completely. And, she had no
ill will towards anyone.
Same. I genuinely feel like she felt like she really cared about. I think that's also why she got a lot of, she was emotional a lot of mm-hmm. time because she really cares so much. And don't get me wrong. She did annoy me.
Yeah.
In the beginning. She got on my nerves and yeah. I was like, girl, she's being too much. Like, I was like, stop. Like, this is like actually ridiculous.
When the girl was crying, she got in her face. I had to fast forward because it was giving me secondhand embarrassment.
When she was in the room and like, I think Izzy turned her down, I think. And she was like, and she started, and like, you know, that was pretty quick into the thing. It wasn't like it was long into it. And they weren't even talking. And she was like distraught.
It was
over
giving
him.
It was giving a lot.
It was just like a lot going on. But I do think that she has a lot of redeemable qualities, which made me a lot.
I do too. I ended up liking her a lot.
Do you know who I didn't like?
Stacey.
Yes.
Girl.
I don't think I've ever seen like such an like give off elitist vibes.
Yeah, that's what it was.
She gives me such elitist energy in the show. And
but
so
I feel like
low key
for no reason.
For no reason.
Like, why are
what was
you
the reason?
Acting like Kim Kardashian up in here? And I'm not ever trying to tell a woman to lower your standards, but I'm just like, you come off like you are better than other people that you are not better than.
I don't even think it was about like the standards thing. I don't think that has anything to do with that. I think that for her to like shit on Izzy the way she did, for the fact that he wasn't as like well off as her family.
That,
and her is.
Then
I'm
why
like,
are you on
Love
Is
dad,
Blind?
Right?
Then why
like, so
are
your
you
dad's
going,
money?
Yeah, so that's your daddy's money. But why are you on Love Is Blind if you need a guy to have a certain amount of money.
No, he said, love wants to fly first class.
Oh, I remember that.
Now that and the line dad I said,
was straight up like, if you don't make enough money, she's going to come to me for money. He was straight up. And he literally was like,
you know, that's how she is. I feel like he was warning him, to be honest. And the fact that, honestly, the fact that Izzy said yes at the altar and Stacy said no, couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. I said, agreed. Izzy, you are whipped, diva.
Yeah, are you well? I couldn't
believe it. Are you well? You would let her run all over you like the way she was? Mm-mm. He was getting tore the fuck up.
How about him having paper plates? And she freaked out.
Girl, freaked
out because he had paper plates and in his house.
Not glass.
And not glass. I was like, wow, you were on the wrong show because like that to me, like I feel like I live a good life and like have nice things. But like if someone had paper plates, maybe it's because I'm from Alabama, but baby, like that wouldn't even be a thought in my head to even be like, do you have glass? Like if you like serve me food on paper plates. This is why I'm saying
elitist.
Like I would never even bring it up.
It's crazy because it's a psychotic.
Crazy.
I was like, how, like, for you to think that that is one of the biggest, like, issues. That is such a huge issue for you that you literally, they had an argument and she went out and cried.
Yes.
Because of it. Uh-huh. Because he was saying, like, you're making me feel like shit.
I'm not good enough for you.
And she was like she was going in. I'm like, she was so fucking annoying. I actually couldn't even, like,
and the way she talked about Johnny.
Oh. Girl, and
Johnny was just like,
you're an evil, you're a sick person. Okay. What would she say? She was like,
you're a shit you're person. You're a shit
person.
She kept
that's
saying
that.
That's
just how I am. Like, that's just how I am. Like, that's how I'm raw.
So real.
I'm so fucking real.
I was like, you're acting like you did too much. Like, you're acting like you did something.
She acting brand new, I thought.
But you didn't do anything.
Maybe nothing happened.
Nothing happened. You acted like you said something and you did something. Nothing happened.
She literally just said, you're a shit person. You're a shit friend. Person.
Yeah.
And she's like, and that's just how I roll.
It was giving no Debbie.
Yeah. Debbie. No, she's giving Debbie Ryan. She's like, that's how I roll.
It was Debbie Ryan. Debbie Ryan jumped out.
What the fuck was that?
I ended up liking Johnny. I feel like Johnny did like play the game a little bit. Yeah. But like she
got caught up, but she wasn't horrible.
She wasn't horrible.
No.
Like she was doing what, you know, she was like, damn, like I wish it would have worked out with Izzy, but like I also did like this guy. Exactly. So let me just go back. That happens all the time in Love is Blind where they go back. It happened in season 2 I just watched as well, where they go back to another guy. But I felt like Johnny wasn't, I feel like Stacey was way worse than Johnny.
Oh, way worse.
Way worse.
Exponentially worse.
Yeah. She was hard to watch.
What bronzer do you think she was wearing?
Manny said, Manny was like, why is it orange?
The thing is, like, the camera can be very unforgiving.
The so camera maybe it and the filters like and the lighting. The filters and lighting can be very, very strange.
But I was like, I was concerned.
Yeah.
Her bronzer.
Yeah. It wasn't Hoola. It was not Hoola.
No, because the thing is, like, Hoola. That was, she went a little too far into the orange warm territory. And as a really extremely fair individual, that's not like the where you want to really go.
Yeah.
You want to go into the more neutral / even cool.
It's just crazy because like on this show, it's like the most oftentimes it's people who like want something so specific, but then they go on a show called Love is Blind.
Yes. And not open at all to the experience.
And not open
at
all.
They go in thinking they're open. They're not open at all.
And then they braid people they end up matched with. So it's just like hard to watch sometimes. Like
absolutely. I feel secondhand embarrassment all the time. I feel cringe. I have a hard time even watching sometimes. Yeah. It's so embarrassing. And I feel so embarrassed. I was like, I would never go on Love is Blind because I know I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So why are you going on it knowing that you're just going to like technically at the end of the day, you're going to want the looks aspect regardless.
And you're going to want a certain amount of money.
But I feel like Lydia was in like with Lydia. I do feel like when she saw Milton, like she just loved him because of who he was.
I did too.
Like I genuinely felt that love was real.
I thought that. And I felt the same thing with Taylor whenever she met the JD same. Guy. I feel like she was like,
I'm not into guys with gaps, but you know, it is what it is.
But I feel like she like really loved him. She loved him. She was like obsessed with him. And then the way he treated her was just horrible.
Horrific.
Well, is that our rundown?
That's
our rundown.
I just had a lot of fun watching it just because I was like, oh, I want to talk about it. I want to like go in.
For the lack of people they had on this show, they made it a really interesting show.
For like for as little as they made happen.
What did you think about Uche texting Milton after he married Lydia?
Weird as fuck.
It just proved everything to me that weird I was starting to believe. I was like, nah, this guy's trying to make Lydia seem bad. In the end, crazy. Like, you're obsessed
with
her.
Heard you got married. Let me know if you want to talk about it.
She's the stalker, but you're running around chasing after everybody she has a connection with. It's not you.
Weird.
Who's the stalker?
I think he really liked the fact that she, this sounds sick, but this is my personal conspiracy. I feel like he liked that she needed him.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like, he liked that she was dependent on him because she was going through the, I know that's heavy as fuck.
Yo, this hat's like 10 pounds.
And it's all mirror.
My head hurts so bad. Oh, fuck.
Let it off for a little. Okay, let it breathe. Let it fucking breathe.
Oh my God.
No, I just thought, I really felt like, I'm like, I feel like he is the type of person that needs to be needed. Lord, no! No! You took it too far! Lord, no! Bobby would never do that!
You're just ripping it all off. Okay, I'm sorry. We can continue. Every time you look over, it's like another layer.
No, it's an inch back every time. It's an inch. It just goes back an inch. Was like, I felt like he gave me that. He just felt like weird. It just was so weird to me.
Yeah.
And I felt honestly so bad for Aaliyah. Like, just like her experience was completely ruined.
Oh. But I feel like she dodged a bullet.
I
feel like she dodged a bullet.
She sure did.
Like, Lydia was kind of annoying about it, but honestly, she saved her. Like,
Uche was a mess.
It was bad.
So
Uche was cute too.
He was fine. No, Uche was fine. Mm-hmm. No, honestly, my favorite was Chris. He was the finest to me.
Wait, which one was Chris?
He was like the prettiest one that like Johnny. He liked Johnny a lot, but Johnny.
Chris was cute. Chris was really cute.
He's the one of all of them. He's the one I would go on a date with.
He seemed very sound, although he ended up cheating on Johnny. But Johnny was literally like, it's fine.
She's like, it's cool.
It's fine.
Like, it was a mess.
She's
anyway.
Like, I don't even care.
Johnny's so like, is she even there? Like,
I gave up. Yeah, Johnny wasn't like, even there. Babe,
don't care.
Don't even care. Don't care. Over it. It was funny.
Okay, so why don't we go into our rapid fires? We just have a few just like little
tidbits
and topics. Ari and Ethan, they're still going strong.
I'm shocked.
Did you see those TMZ photos of them at dinner in New York?
I did. They look happy.
They look happy as fuck. They look so happy. They're like so looking shocked. So cute. They honestly like look kind of cute together in a way from the side.
I hate to say it because it was like how the situation transpired, but honestly, they look happy and I'm shocked they're together. And like sources are like, they're so happy.
I mean, I at the end of the day, like I'm happy that they're happy.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm happy for.
I'm sad that people got so hurt.
I'm sad that people got hurt, of course, but like I'm glad that they did what they felt was right for them.
Yeah.
In a way, because like they, like, you know, like look at the media. Mm-hmm. They went in on Ari and Ethan and they real still good. Stayed together.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's kind of like, oh, damn, like you guys really must care for each other
like
a lot.
A real relationship.
That's a breaker, though. And like, you know, that kind of pressure, that actually would break 100%. It. It would either break it or it would make a diamond. And it's sounding more diamondy to me.
100%.
But what if it's just the flavor of the season?
Ooh.
And what if Ari's like, all right, thank you, next.
Are we still thinking it could be?
They've been together for a while. I don't know. Longer than I was expecting.
Honestly, I'm shocked. And I don't even want to say like good for them because I feel so bad for like all that was involved to say that.
For Dalton.
But I am surprised they're still together.
I'm surprised too. I am very surprised. I'm surprised.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
For your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Our next topic is Britney Spears' memoir came out. Her book came out.
Did it come out today?
It did come out today, actually.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to get it?
Honestly, probably, but I feel like there's going to be nothing left to read because, like, the headlines have, like, low-key told, like, everything.
All the mains. But also, how have the headlines seen it?
When... They probably got a copy early. For press, to get people to buy it, so they release a few early. But it's some crazy stuff in there that I didn't think about.
The abortion with Justin?
Yeah, she had an abortion with Justin.
Do you believe, so like when it's a memoir, do you think it's all real or do you think some of it's fake?
Whatever she's saying. It's a one-sided story, to be fair.
Okay, guys,
like,
so that's
it's her stories, you know, and you have to, and like the thing is though, I don't think she can tell a bunch of fake lies on people because can't you get sued for that?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it has to be real to a degree.
No, and I mean, I believe what she's saying. Like, I definitely believe what she's saying when it comes to, like, the situation. Like, I think that it's wild because even when, like, that Justin stuff came out, I saw, like, he was getting, like, he was trending on Twitter.
Really?
He was getting some shit. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. But they weren't, like, shredding him. Like, you know, that was such a long time ago, I think, too.
It's and, like,
what
I
can
mean,
you really do? Like, babe, the past is the past.
He's, like, married with kids now.
Yeah, and it's, like, you know, maybe he just didn't think that they were in a spot for kids. Like, okay, that's the reality. That,
so, also, did you see that she said she got divorced from Kevin Federline because he was enthralled with the fame?
I believe it.
Girl, that's why you don't marry your backup dancer.
No, he's a backup dancer.
No one literally knew who he was, and you're the most famous woman on the planet. Like, of course he's going to be enthralled by fame.
And then I feel like, I mean, look at him still milking her fucking dry, still getting his little check every month from her. And so I'm just like, I just can't. But the thing is, like, I do find it very fascinating that, like, the kids, like, the boys are with Kevin.
Yeah.
And not with Brittany.
And they don't have anything to do with Brittany, that, from what I understand, allegedly. So then
I'm so intrigued by it because it's like, for them to choose Kevin over her, Brittany,
something's going on.
Something must have, like, really happened, like, to really be on. Like, wow, like, Kevin must have been in some way stable enough for them to want to go with him instead. I find it fascinating and honestly kind of wild.
I do too.
But I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of interested. I kind of want the book.
I know.
Like, I want to read it. Like,
read,
I want to know.
Audiobook.
Yeah, or like have like a little Audible moment. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Audible. Sponsor us.
Give Minnie a free book for Brittany.
Or just sponsor us.
Also, it said in there that the nurses in the rehab showed her the Free Britney, like, exposed her to Free Britney. It was the nurses in rehab.
Shut the... So then So that's how she knew, because the nurses were showing her, like, look how fucking sickening you are. And people are, like, really on your side.
They know about the conservatorship. They're on your side. Yeah. The nurses, like,
oh, that must have been so amazing for her. I just can't even imagine what she felt during the moment. Cause I bet, like, I would be, like, just over the moon. Like, I would be...
Yeah.
Elated, even.
Yeah.
Just like shook.
100%.
I'd be crying. Mm-hmm. Bawling, even.
So, a lot's coming out with this book. I mean, if you guys go on the entertainment Instagram, it's like every day they're like telling another story coming out of the book. So,
I bet they have like posts set. Oh, they did the juiciest first, and then they're breaking it down, sprinkling in the rest of the stories. And I'm just like, damn, that's just like, that's absolutely wild to me.
So our next topic.
Wait, did you see that Christina Aguilera was asked about if she was in the book?
No.
And Christina's response was so like.
What?
She was so good. She's such a professional. Christina Aguilera is such a professional.
She knows.
She was asked in like a late night show. They asked her, she's like, "Like, what do you think about Britney's book coming out? Like, do you think, like, are you nervous that you're going to be in it?" And she was like, "Are you nervous that you're gonna, like, you'd be in it?" It's like the talk show guy. And he was like, "I don't know." He's like, "I don't want to be in it." He's like, she's like, "I don't think I'm going to be in it. I think I'm going to be just fine. Let's say, like, if anyone, like, you should be in it, not me." Like, kind of thing.
She played
very
it off.
Much, like, played it off super, super well. I said it, I butchered the what she said because I didn't watch, like, the full thing. But I just had saw that recently where I was like, oh, my God, she totally was like, a professional in that
moment. And Britney are such, like, different people and in different spaces. It's, like, it's probably annoying for her to, like, honestly still be pulled in and compared. She's like, let it go.
You know, she was so annoyed probably, like, getting asked that.
Oh, yeah, she was like, pissed, oh, for sure.
She was probably like, God damn,
a
like,
publicist
really,
wrote a letter after, for sure.
Definitely.
An email from a publicist came through.
Yes, like, I can't believe you, you're bullshit.
Yeah.
But you also know a lot of times the talk show people will throw a wild card at you.
Absolutely. They got you live on
like
camera.
Maybe you're live or you're in front of an audience, like, mm-hmm. you can't really avoid it. Mm-hmm. Like, you're gonna be,
she's smart though. She played it off.
Good girl.
Our next one is Paris Hilton's baby's head. This is so crazy, y'all. So Paris Hilton posted a picture of her baby and, like, listen, undeniable. Well,
the fact that on the bulletin board it just goes Paris baby's head. That is what it says on the bulletin. It doesn't even say, like, a description. It just Paris's baby's head.
I just write things to, like, trigger a memory.
To trigger the
what
thought.
We're talking about.
Uh-huh.
But what's crazier than that is, like, honestly, I don't know. I feel like whenever you're so in love with your baby, you don't see
stuff.
Yeah,
you don't see anything.
But, like, the internet's so cruel. So, like, I probably wouldn't post. I don't know.
But what if she didn't think her baby was said?
That's what I'm saying. Like, she probably did it. Anyways, there's so many crazy fucking comments about her baby. And she clapped back and was like, how can y'all pray against someone's innocent? Like, it's an innocent baby, like, mm-hmm. y'all are talking shit about. Like, that's crazy. But that goes to show you the internet is like animals. Like, you cannot post things like that on there because, like, people are crazy on there. Like, they'll say, they'll talk about anything. So I thought it was, honestly, I thought it was really sad. It's like, really?
It's sad.
Really? Like,
I'm
this
trying
is
not
her
to laugh,
baby.
But it's sad. Because, you know, I'm an uncomfortable laugher.
Imagine.
I'm trying to, like.
I go to her page, it's you commenting. No.
No, it would never be me. But it was just like, I
wouldn't post.
I think it's crazy.
I wouldn't post.
But what if she didn't know her baby's head was big?
That's true. That's
like,
true.
What if she had no idea? And the thing is, like, again, like, you, if it's your child, you don't. Like, you're so in love with it. Like, you don't give a fuck. Like,
you know our really big cat, Yoshi?
Yes.
We, like, are obsessed with her. And, like, for a really long time, we thought she was a small cat. For a really long time.
And you didn't know that she was big.
Until every single time a person would come to our house, they would talk about how big she was. And then one day, me and Tyler were like, I think the cat is, like, literally the opposite of small. I think it's just, like, a huge cat. And, like, we thought the cat was so small. I think you get blinded.
100%. You get blinded by love.
By love.
Like,
so,
love,
like,
blinds,
like,
you, so you're not
you
thinking about
yeah.
it. But I just think, I mean, I think, like, regardless, like, for someone to come on the internet, comment on her post, be like, your kid's head is huge. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
Like, that's sick and that's horrible.
That
I'm
is
like,
sick and horrible.
That's like just, what is the child, her, supposed to do about that?
Yeah.
Like,
and
okay.
Honestly, like,
what the
I
fuck?
Do feel like babies sometimes do have bigger heads and they grow into them. I think that's pretty normal.
Absolutely.
Actually.
And, like, heads a lot of times get misshapen when they're coming out of the canal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're so soft.
Mm-hmm.
So they can get elongated and, like, pushed out. Because, like, that's why they're so flexible.
And then they kind
the
of
womb.
Form shape the older the baby gets.
Yeah.
It's a really cute baby.
It's like, you know how, like, the soft spots in, like, kids'
yeah.
heads and stuff like that? That, like, the skull has to fully, like, harden and form
yeah.
over those spots.
Finish
but it starts
forming.
Off super, super soft.
So crazy, but
it's crazy. So
honestly, I thought
like
it was
that.
Really fucked up that people were talking about an innocent baby.
It's horrible.
Okay, next one, Kyle Richards. So this was kind of broke today. So, like, Kyle Richards and Mauricio are from Housewives of Beverly Hills, and they have some other TV shows Mauricio
uh-huh.
does with his
Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
I saw him
his real estate.
When I went.
The agency has its TV mm-hmm. show. Like, they got mm-hmm. a lot of TV shows.
Mauricio was fine at Dancing with the Stars.
Girl, he always fine.
That man was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who it was, and Laura told me that was him. I was like,
that's Kyle Richards' husband.
I just saw him.
So they're allegedly separated, and there's
okay.
been a lot of beef with this. There's, like, this girl that allegedly Kyle Richards has been dating. No one knows
a girl
the truth.
That Kyle's
she's
dating?
Uh-huh. And people think that it's, you know, that she's leaving Mauricio for this girl. She's saying you'll just have to watch the show. Then they're saying that you're doing it all for your storyline. So there's so much back and forth with it all.
Okay.
So then she's like, posts this post on her Instagram where she's like, you know, give us our privacy, give us our space. We are going through the gigs because they legally separated.
Got it. Legally separated means like they got divorced?
No. That means...
What's a legal separation then?
I know. It's weird. There's like a level in between divorce that you can do. It's called separation. And it's like a time to figure out if this is it or not.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that.
So they did do that. And then she posted Mauricio, whenever the first night of Dancing with the Stars came out, she posted a picture of Mauricio with his dance partner. Mm-hmm. And everybody in the comments I read on, they were all like, that's really cool that, like, even though you are going through the gigs, you're still going to support this man that has all your children and you've mm-hmm. been with this many years. Like, it's cool that you're still posting. Like, she got a lot of praise for posting it.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of rumors came out that he's now dating his dance partner. And when those hit... She deleted the post of support for him. So it kind of, that alludes me to believe that it's true, that he's probably dating her.
But I mean, if they're separated, like, why would it even matter technically?
Maybe they're trying to work it out and then he ends up dating the partner. True.
But then what if she's
like
dating
that?
A woman?
I know.
There's those rumors floating around. So it's like,
it's a mess.
It's a mess. Like, if she's dating someone and she gets mad at him dating someone, it's like, girl, y'all are both dating someone if that's the case.
Right.
And obviously if it's different if it's like they're trying to make it work and he's just like, well,
yeah.
I like my dancer. I like my partner.
That's
better.
What I'm thinking might have happened. I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know.
I know that man got money.
Money. They both have a lot of money.
That's my man.
That's y'all man?
Yeah, Mr. Timberson.
That's not what Kyle said.
I know. But I do think that he's a very handsome man.
Oh, my gosh.
And
he's
very
so
charismatic
handsome.
When I watch him on Dancing with the Stars. Last and final story is Nick Bosa for Skims.
Mm.
Okay, first of all, Nick Bosa is a NFL player. Had no, like, I knew about him from, like, him being a very attractive man in the NFL. And, like, I've seen him pass around on, like, gay Twitter and, like, all over just from, like, the fact that he's, like, oh, he's, like, one of, like, the hot NFL, like, player guy.
I've never seen this man in my life.
Never. But you're more into the college.
Yep.
Ball. You know, like, you don't know as, like, I guess about NFL as much, right? I mean, you tell me. So I don't obviously know.
And I don't follow any hot guys because I'm obviously, like, so married. So it's just obsolete to me. So I feel like I miss,
of course,
all the popular hot guy things.
Well, it's because your man is the hottest man, right?
It's true.
Exactly. So So Nick Bosa, like, he became like this the. Kim's a genius.
Yeah,
she's a genius.
First of all,
she's a genius. So she now is launching a Skims men's wear, like which I'm like,
are you excited about that?
Yes, because I have already like bought so many Skims shirts, mm-hmm. like the like regular ones. They're like, I like them a lot. She has really good stuff. So that for them to do a men's line, I'm like, so excited. I'm gonna buy
so
it all.
Sickening.
But he was like the face of like their men's campaign. Him and like two other. Athletes, it's like three athletes that are like the face of it, you know, a basketball player, a soccer player, and Nick Bosa. But Nick Bosa being the spokesperson, like it kind of like came out or it's like starting to be shared around a lot that what a big like, you know, Trump supporter he is, huge conservative, very intensely, and just very like anti like Beyonce's music, like very like strange, mm-hmm. where he's literally doing
a
like,
lot of red flag things.
And it's like he's literally doing like interviews in video format being like, Beyonce is like just doing the most. She's like, I can't. He's like, but I love Trump. Best candidate we got. Like that. Like where it's literally like,
Eva, sir, are you confused?
You must be confused. You must be switching the two up. So it's literally crazy. It's literally crazy how like now that's coming out. And so he's like, I've just been seeing a ton about that. And where a lot of people were like, oh my God, there was like a lot of, especially like the gays were like, oh my God, he's so funny. He's so sickening and like so excited that he was part of it because he's like so fine. But now all this is coming out about him being this massive.
Do you feel like the Skims campaign, because it made him relevant, like brought all this up again?
He was already extremely relevant.
Okay.
And I think that it already was kind of going around like that was already a thing. But I think the Skims thing just like pushed it forward a little bit more.
I see.
Because he's like, you know, the spokesperson for the men's Skims essentially.
Yeah.
So I think they just kind of added more fuel to the fire because those photos are very like sexy and hot and like just getting passed around more.
Right.
So now it's popping up more. So I'm sure it already popped up a bunch for him, but this is probably like huge. I didn't know this until this. So the Skims thing happened where it's like, oh, now it's like passing around. So I'm like, damn, Nick.
They gotcha.
You fine as fuck, but you lost a lot of points.
Yeah, definitely.
Lots of points were lost hard. core, but I'm excited for Skims. I'm excited the men's Skims. I want to try that. I want to do like a try on. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to get some of the undies, tanks.
I sent it to Manny. I was like, oh my God, Manny, look. And then I went and watched a story. He had already posted it. I said, you already saw it. You beat me to it.
I'm not kidding you guys. It was when I logged on to Instagram that day, it was the first thing that popped up. I said, aww. I think my phone's listening and that knows I want Skims.
It did.
And I buy Skims and like it was the first post. I said, huh? So I posted immediately.
Is it Skims or is it Nick?
I said, I need. I literally captioned it, I need. And people were like, do you need the men or do you need Skims?
I'm like, which one is it?
And it was both. Mm. I needed the men and I needed the Skims. So it was more of a win-win.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just thought that was like pretty wild. I didn't even realize that that's what it was. And I was like, well, he just lost a lot of his luster.
He sure did. Eyes.
A lot.
Can't even go to a Beyonce concert with that man.
I know.
Flop.
He's a fucking flop, dude. How dare he? What the fuck am I doing now? I love Beyonce's concerts.
I know. Well, that's it.
That's it for today's episode, you guys. That's it for our entire rapid fire as Barbie and Ken.
Yeah.
Hi, Barbie. The most gorgeous. Hi, Barbie. We literally just made a TikTok that was like, hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
Like, just freaking idiots. But I think that they turned out pretty good. I already had these boots.
Boot scootin' boogie.
Uh-huh.
Get down, turn around, new go boot-goofing. To town. Boot scoot
I've
boogie.
Never heard that before in my whole life.
It's a really popular Southern song.
It's just, like, you dance to it?
Oh, yeah. You boot scoot your boogie.
When you...
Boot scootin' boogie.
Is that like doing like line dancing?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Do-si-do, come on, baby, let's go, boot scoot. It's like such a popular song I grew up to. Cadillac, Blackjack.
I wonder if people are like gonna listen, they're gonna know.
The boot scootin' boogie. Comment down below if you know the boot scootin' boogie.
I don't know it, dude.
New boot goofin'. Genuine. I heard that. Ostrich.
I know that.
Three payments.
Is that from that?
No. That's from Reno 911. One of my favorite shows ever.
Love. I love a new boot.
You're new boot goofing.
I'm new boot goofing for sure.
Oh! Three payments.
With the mustache?
Genuine ostrich.
You should have been that for fucking home.
Yeah, you should have been short, him with the short shorts. Oh, uh-huh. That would have been funny. You be that next year, and I'll be the girl, the off Reno, with a blonde wig and the big titties.
Yes. I want you to have implants for it.
Down.
Yeah, like a full plate.
100%.
Okay.
Full breastplate choker. Deal.
Remind us, guys.
Remind us next year when we remind can't us, figure like, out.
Damn it. They'd be reminding me about the boulder, so I know.
That would be so funny. If y'all can remind us about the boulder, y'all can remind us what to be for Halloween next year.
Yeah. A whole year later.
Oh. Anyways, we love you guys. Thank you for watching this full coverage. Don't forget to rate, like, and subscribe, and we'll see you in our next episode. Bye, guys. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail. Mm-mm.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.